For years, some Republican lawmakers have tried to prohibit Indiana's local governments from choosing to require labor agreements on public construction projects. They say the practice limits bids to contractors with union workers. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports previous year's attempts failed, and it appears this year's bill is likely to fail as well.
A Senate committee narrowly voted to reject the ban on project labor agreements, or PLAs. The bill's author, Representative Jerry Torr, and other supporters argue the ban would prevent discrimination and high labor costs.
It's just protection for taxpayers and provides opportunities for a lot of construction workers that get shut out on these PLA projects.
Tom Dermody is the mayor of LaPorte, which uses PLAs. He argues the agreements can protect tax dollars by setting wage and staffing requirements and encouraging contractors to hire locally.
And there's no mandatory to use them, but it's another tool in the toolkit that we can use where we want a quality job done.
With deadlines looming, this bill's journey is likely over. But Torr says he is considering other avenues to get similar language into law before the session ends. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.